is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says the best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people based on the current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both the WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. The White House has blocked new Food and Drug Administration guidelines on the bringing potential vaccine for COVID-19 to market. At issue was the FDA's planned requirement that participants in mass clinical trials for vaccines be allowed for 2 months to ensure there are no side effects and that the vaccines provide lasting protection. A senior administration official confirmed that the White House believes there is no clinical or medical reason for additional screening protocols. President Donald Trump staged a dramatic return to the White House after leaving the military hospital where he was receiving treatment for COVID-19. The White House itself now has become a coronavirus hotspot, as AP's Julie Walker reports.
A pandemic, White House custodians, ushers, kitchen staff, and members of the Secret Service have continued to show up for work in what is now a coronavirus hotspot, with more than a dozen known cases this week alone. Agents who spoke to the Associated Press expressed concern over the cavalier attitude the White House has taken when it comes to masks and distancing, but say there's little they can do. The White House says it's taking every precaution necessary to protect every staff member. Last night, Trump was seen inside the White House, mask off, surrounded by numerous people as he taped a video message urging Americans not to fear a virus that has killed more than 210,000 in the U.S. and 1 million worldwide. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News.